Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Medical Plaza in Corinth is a locally owned community pharmacy dedicated to providing personalized service at an affordable price. Being a modern pharmacy with old school values, our Plaza Packs program creates an easier and safer way to take multiple medications. MedPlazaRx.com for details.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
All right, here we go. Welcome in on this Wednesday night. Ole Miss just wrapped up, guys, what is an absolutely massive win in the early going of conference play. 73-66 over Arkansas, and we're here to react to it together. Welcome to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being here. Don't forget to subscribe if you have not already to the channel. Don't forget to like the video, leave a comment, and subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you get them. If you're watching or listening on YouTube, search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. And this edition and every edition of this podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory has got you covered anywhere in the state of Mississippi for personal injury. If you've been personally injured, wake up tomorrow. Call DJ Gregory at 662-397-9799. 662-397-9799. Also, if you're a small business owner or you want to start a small business, you need some legal advice, 662-397-9799 is the number. 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, the Gregory Law Firm. He's in Fulton, but he can cover you anywhere in Mississippi. Personal injury, small business, and contract disputes. The Gregory Law Firm presenting the Rebel Report. So we're going to get to your comments. We'll do a little bit of box score house cleaning is what I like to call it, and some thoughts, and then we'll get to your thoughts about this gigantic win. Ole Miss goes on the road. The SEC was 10-3 at home so far in the early conference going. 10-3 at home and 11-2 covering the spread. Going on the road in this conference is and is going to be difficult. And Bud Walton, although Ole Miss as a program has had some success in Bud Walton, it's not an easy place to go play. I mean, you've seen across the league, Tennessee, the best team in the country, goes to Florida yesterday and cannot put the ball in the basket if nobody was guarding them. Just one of those nights. Ole Miss got off to a rocky start, and we'll get to more of this in a second, but they weathered the storm, they got stops, they took care of the basketball, they made shots, and they won a massive game on the road. It's a quad one win, and it will remain a quad one win. Arkansas in the net going into the game was 43. They're going to have to fall 30 spots plus to get out of that quad one territory. It's not going to happen. So a massive, massive win. Malik Dia, the story of the game for Ole Miss. The big hit both of his three-point shots. Both of them were both of his three-point shots. I meant to say he hit two of his four three-point shots. Both of them absolutely massive. He was 7 of 12 from the field, had 8 rebounds, as well as a block to go with his 21 points in the game. Man, that was you knew that he had the ability. We talked about it a little bit after the Georgia game where it's, you know, plays in spurts, put a full game together, and he was exceptional tonight for Ole Miss. You got a productive night from Sean Padul. He made 3 of his 4 three-point shots. He was 4 of 8 from the field, had 3 assists as well. No turnovers for Padula, had 16 points. It's another thing we talked about, that they were going to need Padula to be more productive than he was scoring the basketball, and they were able to get just that from him tonight. Trey Davis, the only other Rebel in double digits. He was 2 of his 4, but made 6 of his 8 free throws and had 7 rebounds in the game himself, as well as a steal to go with just 1 turnover. Matt Morrell had 9. He was 3 of 7 from the field, but made 2 pretty significant three-point shots, had 4 boards. You had, 5 from Barnes, only 3 from Brakefield. I mean, so going into this game, if I'd have told you that you're going to get a combined 16 points from Morrell, Brakefield, and Murray, you would have told me, oh, how many points did they lose by? And they did not. So that was Ole Miss. They shot 39% from 3. That's a good number. Only 46% from the field. They missed some bunnies in this game. Had good looks right at the basket. that they could not execute. So they could have played better offensively from that perspective, just missed open shots at the rim. They out-rebounded Arkansas by one. That's another big thing for this team with their size deficiency at times. And going into conference play, the thought was, and it was accurate, that I don't know if this team's going to be able to rebound with some of these longer teams. And they out-rebounded Arkansas only by one, but they did it. Had 13 assists to just 5 turnovers. Ole Miss protected the basketball tonight and had a pair of blocks as well. Held Arkansas to 21.7% shooting. Some of this was Arkansas missing open looks, but Ole Miss played suffocating defense. So Arkansas shot 37, 21, and 70% in the game. Again, got out-rebounded by Ole Miss. Ole Miss only forced 6 turnovers, but after that rough start for Ole Miss, 10-1? I mean, a really sloppy and rocky start. They locked in defensively. They forced some missed shots, forced a couple turnovers, got some fast break baskets, kind of settled into the game a little bit, tied it up at the half, and then took off in the second half and never let up after that. So it was a mentally tough win for this team in a lot of ways. Again, you're on the road, got off to a really bad start, still didn't get a whole lot of production from guys that you expect it from. I mean, again, Brakefield, Murray, and Morrell only combined for 16 points. They missed some shots early. They were missing some shots at the rim, and yet they just kind of locked in and kept plugging and played good active defense, and they team rebounded, and then the shot started falling, and then Malik Dio really kind of took over in this game, and Padula came on, and they are able to get what is going to be a gigantic win. Starting conference play 2-0 is so big. When I mean, for so many reasons, building confidence as a team, obviously stacking wins is the most important thing, building a tournament resume. And road wins are just not going to come very often in this league. And on top of everything else, so after Saturday, LSU is, I mean, I guess you can say the second worst team in the SEC. Saturday, a home night game against LSU. I know the weather might impact the crowd, but it should be a pretty jacked up environment if the weather cooperates. After that, if you can find a way to start league play 3-0, which is what they'll be favored to be at this point, that stretch of Alabama, Mississippi State, both on the road, Texas A&M and at Missouri is a pretty brutal stretch. Entering that stretch at 2, and if they get the win Saturday at 3-0, is huge. It cannot be overstated how big of a win that is in the early going in SEC play. Just an absolutely massive win for Ole Miss. Again, Dia, if you can get that kind of effort from him, I don't think you're getting 7 of 12 every night, but he scored from the outside. He made some mid-range, attacked the basket. That was a really active night for him, and he's capable of producing offensively that way for Ole Miss, and maybe a night like this is going to build some confidence for him. So a really good game there. Really nice to see Padula getting back into offensive production. And I still don't think they played their best game, and yet they go on the road and have a rather comfortable, dominating second half over Arkansas. They won the second half by 7, but they were much better than Arkansas was in the second half. So we'll get to your comments now after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's absms.com. That's the website for all, any and all office technology in Mississippi. And don't forget to tell them that I sent you. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection. You can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money. Just find a Priority One Bank location near you and bank with me at Priority One Bank. I promise you, you won't regret the switch. I don't regret the switch, and neither should you. All right, here we go. Off to the comments. Despite the score, Ole Miss owned the second half. They absolutely did. Really from the start of the second half. See if I can find the play-by-play here without my computer crashing because it was pretty brutal. So again, an awful start to the first half. Ole Miss was down 10-1. Arkansas really was just kind of getting anything and everything they wanted early. in the game. But Ole Miss was able to tie baskets, but then Barnes makes a three, and then Morrell made a three to push it out to a four-point lead, and then they forced a turnover, and Dia makes a couple of free throws, and then it was off. And there's a stretch that I'm trying to find it here as well, where there was a couple of possessions where Arkansas, they cut it to five, and then Ole Miss made a couple of shots. I'm trying to find it. It's all running together here. And I was also trying to get a five-year-old to bed. But the point is, they came out of the second half and jumped on Arkansas, and there was a handful of moments in the second half where Arkansas would cut it to five or cut it from double digits down to six, and they would have the ball, and Ole Miss would get a stop, or they would make a big shot to quiet the crowd, or they would attack the basket and get fouled and make the free throws. And anytime Arkansas got within striking distance, Ole Miss was able to just punch right back. And that's two games in a row now, both of them being in league play, where Ole Miss did not get off to good starts, where they were a little bit sluggish. They didn't have great nights from expected scorers, and yet they kind of weathered an early storm of poor play. And anytime their opponent would punch, Ole Miss would just counterpunch right back at them. Those are two mentally tough wins for different reasons for Ole Miss, especially this one compared to Georgia. That looked like a veteran team win, weathered the early storm and controlled the game. Absolutely. Greg just hits us with a let's go. Eugene says, you already know it's a good show. Hit the like button. Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate you. That's what they get for trying to steal our coach. You know, Brett, that is something that we failed at talking about on the radio show today. It just completely slipped my mind totally that Arkansas made a run at Chris Beard, and he ultimately rejected them. And that's got to be pretty sweet if you're Keith Carter, by the way. You know, having Arkansas make a run at your coach, really committing to basketball financially, and then going and beating them, it's got to feel pretty good. That was a completely ignored storyline on our part on the show today, and that was a failure, specifically on my part. That is a failure of content, frankly. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, because I completely forgot that Arkansas made a serious run at Chris Beard, and Ole Miss was able to fight them off to keep him. And they go in there and get a win. You say Juju Murray had an excellent game with how he controlled possessions and coming in a coming out party for Malik Dia. Yeah, and the thing about Murray is, I'm going back to the box score so I can just read his stat line quickly. So 2 of 9, missed all 4 of his 3-point shots, but had 6 assists and also 6 boards for what it's worth, and a pair of steals. But yeah, was in command, and very often tonight he was able to get to his spots and just missed a shot. He's a better 3-point shooter than he has showed very, very recently anyway. So he can make those outside shots. And there was a couple of times where he would get to, like, he got to his spot, got to the basket, and just didn't make the shot. So I don't know if he's, you know, just lacking confidence or not healthy or pressing or whatever, but even the bad stat line from a shot-making perspective, if you watched him play, you saw that he was able to get to his spots, and he was able to get clean looks. He just didn't make them, and sometimes that's basketball. You would hope that coming back home on Saturday, you can get him going a little bit and get some confidence back, because all the technical stuff is there, and yeah, really kind of slowed the game down and was in control in the second half. Defense solid. Feels like scoring will be a problem at some point. There's still concerns at times about the offense. I think the ball sticks too much at times, especially early in this game. Very little off-ball movement. But it got better as the game went on. And don't forget, I mean, as I mentioned, you know, you've got a guy like Murray that struggled scoring tonight, but didn't struggle getting to his spots. And so they can certainly play better than this. I think that there still needs to be more activity away from the basketball, that there are times where they have possessions where they just kind of dribble out the shot clock and take a contested look. But it felt, I mean, starting about 10 minutes on in the first half through basically the rest of the game, a much better offensive day. And this is on the road, don't forget. I mean, you'll take 46 is not a good number, but you'll take that 39 number from 3 all day long. Ole Miss now with the most wins of any SEC team at Bud Walton. Weird stat. Incredibly weird stat. They aren't happy in Fayetteville. No, nor they should be. Nor should they be. Like we talked about, I guess it was Sunday, or I mentioned briefly, it's Kentucky fans like were kind of done with Cal. He was underachieving relative to the investment at Kentucky, and Arkansas expects different results with the same person. I don't understand that, but anyway. That was a fun game to watch, built momentum before the half, and didn't relinquish it. Absolutely. Look good. Just hope they can keep it up. Big win. And the schedule does not help. As I mentioned, I mean, it's LSU and it's all messed up, but it's just how it's going to be tonight. Saturday afternoon slash evening is it's important because they need to get the win. But after that, the stretch is simply brutal. At Alabama, who in the net right now is 9, at Mississippi 37. That is their next four games. It's a pretty brutal stretch for Ole Miss. So Arkansas's atmosphere looked dead for most of the game. That fan base already might turn on Cal with Florida up next. Because of little man over there, I had to have about 5 minutes of the game on the radio, and it sounded like a non-conference game in November for a period of time. I saw a picture. There was a lot of empty seats in the upper deck as well. There might already be a turning on Cal, especially if they lose Saturday. Best you've seen Malik Dia so far as a Reb? Absolutely. Huge three from Dia at the end? Yeah. Just was clutch all night. He was, and like I said before, I like that he did it at all three levels. He didn't just sit back and jack up three-point shots and just make them tonight. He was a three-level scorer, and that, man, that's really difficult to defend, obviously. The score, please. Ole Miss won 73-66. Didn't get hounded on the boards either. Did a really nice job surviving that. Yeah. I forget who the reporter was, but you throw in the quote, Arkansas should never lose to Mississippi schools in much of anything ever. Yeah, they certainly do a lot of that, though, don't they? They tend to lose to Ole Miss in a lot of stuff lately. Just another let's go. LSU game might have some crowd issues with the weather this weekend, but after that, the pavilion is going to be a madhouse. Yeah, that's the unfortunate part about Saturday. Students are not already back in mass anyway. And now you've got a situation where, it's going to snow Thursday into Friday. Luckily, Friday, it's going to get up over freezing for a while. So hopefully that, you know, melts it. And then same thing Saturday. The sun's going to be out Saturday and it's going to get up to 40 according to the iPhone anyway. And so hopefully that doesn't scare people away, because that really should do away with a lot of the snow and possible ice. So hopefully that happens, and hopefully people don't get scared away, because this team has earned a packed and raucous environment. So they've absolutely earned it. Say, let's pack the house Saturday. Snow or not, they've earned it. There wasn't many moments after Ole Miss came back to tie where I thought they'd lose that game. Once they tied it, it felt like they were going to win it, especially when they made their first few shots in the second half. Yeah. Rebel Hoops is a much better product than the Pels, so do they get the number one pick if the lottery pays off? Which God only knows. Just a all caps, go Rebs. I feel you there. Also looked like Beard out-coached Cal some. That doesn't surprise me. He's a better coach. Like, X's and O's coach. There's your hot take of the day. Rebs just need to get into the dance. This team might have its eyes set on more than that. Yeah. So Kiffin and Beard rejected Arkansas. That is an objective fact. That is not subjective. That is not opinion. That is not, I think. That is what happened. Both of them. Yes. Both of them. Great win against the AAA affiliate tonight. I love that. The students might not all be back, but you can't get a pickup from Kroger until next week, so I think many are back. Yeah, it gets to a point. I mean, I remember those. I did winter session 3 years. It gets to a point where you're kind of sick of being home, and you just want to go back to school and go party, you know? So even though class doesn't start for another, 2 weeks or whatever, 12 days, kids are just going to go back because why not, you know? So hopefully that helps. Beard had some good plays in the second half, especially that Padula pass out of the timeout. That was excellent, and a rocket too, man. That was great. I think Ole Miss put the highlight out there if you have not seen it. But, yeah, I mean, that was an excellent out-of-timeout play. Led to an easy basket, and that was really when it felt like, okay, this game's really over now in that spot. So rebounding was a lot better tonight. It was good on Saturday as well. Looking like they're seeing the ball better and getting into better positions. And, you know, part of it's an effort thing too. I mean, it's you have to just be locked in. Of course, there's coaching that you can do to, you know, read shots and get into better positions and things like that. But the team rebounding aspects. So let's see. Dia had 8. Again, Dre Davis had 7. Morrell had 4. Brakefield had 6. Murray had 6. Klafke didn't play much, but he had a pair. It was, you know, when it's a lot of guys that are, and it's not just your big that's getting a bunch of rebounds. It's team rebounding, as they say. And that was obviously not bad tonight, for sure. First win in Bud Walton in 10 years tonight, by the way. I'll take your word for it. I will take your word for it. So obviously just it's a really big night, a really, really big night. If you guys have anything else to say, drop it in the comments and we'll read those and I'll go ahead and get out of here. It's just a massive night for Ole Miss basketball. Don't forget, we won't be live tomorrow. It's college football playoff day. So we'll not be live tomorrow. We'll be back Sunday as usual. What seed do I think Ole Miss will have in the tournament if they make it? Ooh, that's a difficult question to answer right now. Can I cop out and say, ask me in 2 weeks? No, right now, it looks to me, if I had to project it out, I think they would be a 7-9 seed, somewhere in there. I mean, they just getting these two wins is so big for so many reasons. I think they will make it, but I do think losses are coming. And for the only reason, really, it's not like I think that this team is incapable, because they are certainly capable, and they've proven that. But the schedule is just brutal. I mean, they've got Auburn, that they have to go to Mississippi State, and that's brutal. They have to go to Alabama, and that's brutal. They have to go to Auburn. I mean, their last game of the conference slate is at Florida. I mean, there's just Tennessee is on the schedule. It's just so what they've done so far. I like this team's upside a lot, but I do think that there are going to be some losses coming. They're just going to run into some of these really good teams on the wrong night and get beat, and that's okay. I mean, that's going to happen. It's college basketball. So somewhere in there, like 8-9 seed, but this 2-0 start and the importance of it can't be overstated. Say, that'll do, Pig, that'll do. Yeah. Cal ain't the only team that can pay his players now. Saban retired, now Cal. Yeah. It was Danny West from 24/7 that had the Arkansas should never lose to Mississippi schools quote. Yeah, and I would love to, you know, show your work on that with a non-emotional answer, right? Like actually tangibly tell me why that is the case. Oh, well, you're not going to get a great answer on that because there isn't one. It's an emotional answer, not a logical answer. But Anyway, I got to run. You guys are the best. And, I mean, big win. Big win for Ole Miss. We'll see if they can keep the momentum going on Saturday with LSU in Oxford. If you have a chance to go, go. Like I said before, I think this team has earned the crowds, and I think you're going to give them one as well, even despite the weather. So thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you on this abnormal night for us in our schedule, but thank you nonetheless. I'll see you on Sunday. I will probably do some post-game thoughts after the game Saturday, just recorded though, but I'll see you live again on Sunday. Appreciate you guys very much, and I'll see you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.